feel good. A couple long flights, but it wasn't too bad at all. I could have thinking of worse ways to spend the last 24 hours, but getting here, it's been great.
Pretty quick turnover, I imagine, from when you got the call to getting out here.
Yeah, that took a while to get used to. Just had to let the wife and kids know, and they were happy for me, so it wasn't that bad at all, actually.
Are they excited about coming out here?
Yeah, they are. They'll be here later. My oldest is in school right now, so we kind of want to get her out when she has a break, so now probably wasn't the best time. It's so sudden, they couldn't move as quick either, so yeah, they'll be here soon, though.
Can you talk us through the phone call?
Yeah. I'd actually been waiting for the call for a while. Just kind of kept working. They kind of told me to, you know, just keep a lookout because they could be calling. And, you know, I believed them. And they called me to their, you know, to their credit. And I'm glad to be here.
Where were you when you got this call?
I was at home. Richmond, Virginia is my home in the States. And so I was just working out training. I also train other kids at home, middle and high school kids. And so kind of stay around the game. You know, my whole life, I trained myself, trained other kids. And so, yeah, that's where I was at. That's what I was doing.
Did you tell all the kids about the call?
Yeah, they were excited. Some of them were sad. You know, they're getting ready to go into their tryouts right now. And so I was just kind of working with them up until that point. We were pretty close to it anyway. So this is actually kind of perfect timing.
Yeah, you've, from what I read, you've had offers overseas before.
Yeah.
And you've turned them down. What's changed now?
You know what? This is by far the best offer I've gotten. Best organization. Talk about financially wise as well. All those things kind of put together, this is definitely the best job. And yeah, all the other ones that were turned down, maybe a couple of good ones in there, but other than that, I've had some good success in the D League and was kind of told to hang around a bit and something may happen. Didn't the way I wanted it to, but I'm glad this opportunity came because, you know, I wanted to jump at it. Yeah.
Was the moving the family over a big part of it as well?
Yeah, that is too. But, you know, a place like this is perfect. You know, in some of the other countries, let's just say, I'd rather them be here than there. Yeah.
Andre, the paperwork's all through and your right to play on Friday night. Is that exciting?
Yeah, it is. I wanted to get straight into it. And, you know, I've been working out, so I feel ready. And, you know, once I get the plane rides out of me, I'll be just fine. Yeah.
What can you provide for the fans?
Well, hopefully it's going to be a lot of outside shooting. not too much of a high riser, but I can put the ball in the basket. So that's what I'm trying to do.
That's specifically your role over here, we've been told?
That is exactly it, to stretch the offense, stretch the floor, and, yeah, shoot the ball. Yeah.
Are you feeling much pressure given how this has all come about?
No, I feel good. You know, at the end of the day, it's basketball. It's always been that. And, you know, no matter what league you're playing in, no matter where you are, it's basketball at the end of the day. So, you know, once the ball go up, I'll be fine. I'm actually fine right now, kind of ready to get things started. Yeah.
The Wildcats spoke to you mm-hmm. over the offseason and while the summer league was going on.
Exactly.
When you didn't get the first offer, were you a bit disappointed?
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it. Like I said, this first time playing abroad, I mean, and everything they were telling me, it seemed like just the perfect opportunity. So, you know, me and my family, we were totally excited about it. When it didn't happen, you know, for me, it just means that, you know, may come back around or something else better may be out there. So it wasn't too much to dwell on in a negative way. You just kind of keep working, put your head down, and, you know, hopefully things will turn around. And it did. I'm glad it did.
And the way it's happened, you sort of determined to make the most of it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, no matter where I would be, that's the goal always. You know, now that I'm here, of course I want to make the best of it here with an organization that's already had so much success. So, you know, of course I want to do that. But no matter where I would be, it would be to make the best out of it. So, yeah.
What do you know about the Wildcats as an organization? How much do you know?
Yeah, they fill me in on all the history when I met with them in the summer. I know it's the most winning franchise in this league. I know they're about the playoff streak. You know, I know about all the success and, you know, the, like I said, the great country, safe country. So my family's excited as well. So, yeah, I know all about the basketball history. That's a lot to live up to coming here. So, yeah, again, it's an exciting thing. It's not a, you know, nervous energy thing. It's a nervous excitement type of feel. And so, you know, I'm ready to, you know, feel and be a part of that as well.
Yeah. How difficult is it going to be to get across everything in 2 days?
Yeah. I'm going to try to get up to speed as best I can. But like I said, once it becomes basketball, it's going to work everything out. Everything's going to work itself out. So I got no worries about the rush or the timing of anything. It's, you know, it's just time to play.